I've heard the sewer stories. I've never had anything like that happen when I was there. Every time I've been there, it's been, you know, sunny skies and 72 degrees. But so I can't really complain about it. It's definitely on the, you know, if you're rating all the clubhouses, it's towards the bottom. But I haven't ever had any type of issue out there. I've never had any horror story to speak of, but I've heard them.
We talked to Brad Ausmus yesterday, and Stoney asked him about the thought of playing at O.co Coliseum and the fact that he's, you know, a guy who played in the American League, a guy who has managed the Tigers for the last few years. He's got plenty of experience out there. And there are just horror stories about playing in that ballpark with the sewer water rising up to like the clubhouse or even the dugout level at times.
Gross.
Yeah. And it's just it's an awful, awful stadium. But the Tigers will try to play there tonight, play a 3-game series. So in honor of that, we came up with the idea of doing the sports non-bucket list, right? How many times have you heard, guy, you know, I just want to go to Lambeau, the Masters, you know, the one place you've always wanted to go. How about the one place you've never wanted to go? Or better yet, the one place you've been, hated, and vow never to go back. Okay? It could be a college. It could be a gym. It could be anything you want. The sports non-bucket list. Where if you're, you know, helping someone plan one of those dream trips or something, you
right.
go, hey, listen, do yourself a favor. Don't go there. Okay? Not that great.
Well, there's one that I've have no desire to go to because it always looks awful on television. Maybe because their team's not very good. And the only thing you ever see is a big drum. Ross Ade Stadium, where Purdue plays in West Lafayette, Indiana. I just have no desire to go to that stadium.
I've been to Ross Ade Stadium.
Is it bad?
It was a bad experience because we rode a bus down there and there was the game. Michigan lost to Purdue. It was like 96. Will Carr was given the ball at the goal line handoff and the whole thing was just absolutely miserable. The whole trip was miserable. So we had a good time. We had
right.
went out to the bar the night before, but yeah, it was a pretty lousy stadium, I got to say. There's nothing to it, really, right?
West Lafayette is also a butt city.
Yes. Well, I would argue that in the Big Ten, having never been to Rutgers or Maryland, that the Purdue is West Lafayette's the worst city in the Big Ten, I'd have to say.
Rutgers,
a not, butt city. Yeah, well said.
There's not much really around where Rutgers is.
The worst place I ever went, and it is, I thought it was knocked down, but I guess it's still in existence and even being refurbished, is the Nassau Coliseum in Long Island, New York, where the New York Islanders used to play.
I love, you know what? I love that arena.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because all the seats were close. It was loud.
Oh, that place was butt.
I've been to quite a few hockey games, a concert or two there. Yeah, really? Yeah, it's not a nice, I understand, you know what? It's like what we feel about Joe Louis Arena. It's like their own dump, basically.
I guess.
Only the seats are closer to the ice because it's small. It only holds about 16,000.
I mean, I could see people coming to Joe Louis Arena and saying that about the Joe,
yeah.
for sure. But at least, I don't know, the Joe felt clean and fresh and, you know, I mean, even if they slapped a new coat of paint on there, at least it felt a little bit kept up. When I was at the Nassau Coliseum, it was just a complete and utter dive.
Yeah, they tried. They really didn't keep. Once it was obvious that the county was not going to pay for upgrades and things like that,
yeah.
they really let it go.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's talk of, they are refurbishing now. Well, the Islanders, because the Islanders in Brooklyn are just not a good match. And
it's
there's
not
talk
working.
They're talking about building a place either near the U.S. or the U.S. Open is, or maybe even near, I think, either Belmont or Aqueduct.
Okay.
The worst, I think, venue that I've been to recently, and we went a couple of years ago, is now guaranteed whatever rate, the new Comiskey, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, there's nothing to it. It's just, ugh.
I was living in Chicago when they opened that place up, and I'll never forget. They opened it in 91, I think, 1991. I think the first game there was against the Tigers.
I remember Bo was there because they were, you know, talking about possibly, you know, building a stadium in Detroit, and they wanted to look at all those places. I was like,
so they opened it in 91, and it was kind of like at the very early trend of the rebuilding of the stadiums or new stadiums. And like Sky Dome had opened a couple years early, and Sky Dome was like a spaceship. I mean, nobody was trying to duplicate that. So then they come out with Comiskey, and they're like, it's the new Comiskey Park. And everyone's like, whatever.
I love the old Comiskey.
And then the next year, they opened up Camden Yards in Baltimore, and everyone's like, oh, right, that's how you're supposed to do it. And so the guys who did Comiskey Park were like, oh. And then Camden Yards led to this whole new era of the old classic,
the
retro ballparks.
It's weird because I believe the most underrated stadium that I've ever been to was the old Comiskey.
Really?
Oh, because everybody talked about Wrigley.
Like a fort.
Oh, I love that place. I thought it was great. It had character. It was cool.
I mean, the thing is about dumpy sports venues is that they're not as many as there used to be, right? Because all of the old places have been either – I mean, the only really two old-time places left are Wrigley and Comiskey and Fenway. And they're kept up so well to embrace the nostalgia – that it's fun to go there. You know what I mean? Like you would never, that those are both quote unquote bucket list places.
Right. And in fact, the oldest in the NBA and NHL is Madison Square Garden. And they just refurbished that recently. So it still looks really good.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. What's the one place that you have went, which is just awful, or the one place you absolutely positively never want to go? I'll say this. Cause I did it. So if any of you people have this on your bucket list, and I know Valenti will drive down here and strangle me with his bare hands when I say this, I went to the Kentucky Derby. You can take it. It sucked.
Really? Well, I've never been. I've always wanted to. Were you in the infield or were you in the grandstand?
I was in the infield.
Okay, well, that's why, probably.
Well, that's where the commoners go, Stoney.
I'm just
and Valenti with the one percenters. We can't get into the grandstand.
I've never been there, so I don't say it, but I could understand, especially depending on what age you are.
Oh, I didn't. I had such a bad experience that I was like, yeah, whatever. I don't like horse racing. I mean, I know some people do, and that's great. And maybe if I was wearing a hat and I was hanging out in the suites with Tom Brady and Mike Valenti, it'd be different. But I was on the infield, and you could barely see anything.
Well, Valenti wouldn't go in the infield. But like when I was in college, we used to go to the Preakness. You know, we hung out in the infield and just had a great time.
Really?
But that was when I was young.
You're old now, is what you're
saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't hang out at the infield.
Yeah. And I can tell you another place, which doesn't even exist anymore, but I know it was on a lot of people's bucket lists, but I went there, and I got to say, I wasn't that impressed. Yankee Stadium.
I agree with you. Although I've never been to
old Yankee Stadium.
Oh, the old Yankee Stadium?
Yeah.
Old Yankee Stadium was cool. I mean,
I was like, this is it?
It wasn't as – the new Yankee Stadium's, I think, horrible.
Really?
Yeah, it's just it's bad.
I mean, I know it's expensive. All you do is read those articles.
I saw Paul McCartney there, but still, the cool thing was not just the monuments, but, you know, that stuff's cool in the Yankee Museum that they have.
Yeah.
That's cool, but the actual stadium itself couldn't compare to the old Yankee Stadium, which you really couldn't compare to before that one was refurbished for the year or two that the Yankees actually played in Shea.
248-539-9797. What is your non-sports bucket list? We got some ticket texts here at 97136. This is an interesting one from Brian in Rochester. The Horseshoe. Never been, never will. I'd like to go to the Horseshoe, but it does scare me a little bit.
I know.
Not scare me like, ooh, there's mean people, but it's just kind of Columbus, Ohio. Ugh.
Do I want
all due respect to you Ohio State fans out there? Ugh.
Especially if it's the Michigan game, do I really want to go and freeze my ass off and have crap thrown at me?
Yeah, exactly. I went to Soldier Field a few years ago, and it was a dump. We'll never go back when I'm in Chicago.
See, I heard that's nice now because since they made it a spaceship.
Right. I don't know if the ticket texter was there before or after the renovations. I mean, the renovations are, gosh, they're almost 15, 16 years old now. Definitely the Capital One Bowl in Orlando, the area and that stadium, garbage. That's from Bronco Brett. Let's go to Jack in West Bloomfield on 97.1 The Ticket. How you doing there, Jack?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning. Good, Jack. How are you?
Great. I got the worst venue in the history of sports. You ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg.
It's pretty bad. I have been there, yes.
I mean, with those cowbells, by the third inning, your head is ready to explode.
I was there for a basketball game when Michigan State, not when they went to the Final Four, when Judd was still coaching, the Sean Respert years, when they won the first round and then they lost to Duke in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not a good venue for a basketball game.
It was rough.
Remember the Lightning played there for a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. When they first started.